Listening Library presents King of Shadows by Susan Cooper. Chapter 1. Tag, the little kid's game. Plain, ordinary old tag. That's what he had us playing. Even though none of us was younger than 11, and the older ones were big as men. Gil Warman even had a triangular beard on his chin. Warman was it for now, the tagger, chasing us. Suddenly he swung round at me before I could dodge and hit me on the shoulder. Nat! Nat said, go, go, go! Run around the big echoing space, sneakers squealing on the shiny floor. Try to catch someone, anyone, any of the bodies twisting and diving out of my way. I paused in the middle, all of them dancing around me, ready to dodge, breathless, laughing. Go, Nat! Keep it moving! Don't let it drop! Tag! Tag! That huge voice was ringing out from the end of the room. Aubrey's voice, deep as the sound of a big gong. You did whatever that voice said. Now! You move quick as lightning. For the company of boys, Aubrey was director, actor, teacher, boss man. I dashed across the room toward a swirling group of them, saw the carroty red head of little Eric Sawyer from Maine, chased him in and out, and finally tagged him when he cannoned into a slower boy. Go, Eric, go! Keep the energy up! The voice again, as Eric's scrawny legs scurried desperately through the noisy crowd, then suddenly a change, abrupt, commanding. Okay, stop! That's it. Now we're going to turn that energy inside. Inside us. Get in groups of five, all of you. Anywhere in the room. I want small boys with small, bigger guys together, each group matching. We milled about uncertain.